Chapter 4. Creature Hate. Oh, Pooh-Bah and Humbug, Grumpy does brew, upset and frustrated in a sourpuss stew, so perturbed and pouty, a bee in your bonnet, he still can compose a strong, scathing sonnet. He's a mood nestled next to our creature contrary, his thoughts move like a foil, on guard thrust and parry. Contrary's a handful, say cold, he says hot, say his nose is running, he'll tell you it's not. Contrary likes playing with ornery and rant. Ask them to do something, they'll say that they can't. Brothers rant and rave, enjoy saying no. Tell them they must stop and just watch them go. Such a combination, ornery contrary. They get along so well, they might as well marry. Except they keep saying they can't when they could. Disagreeable mood, you start wishing they would. Play all by themselves and not bother us. Let's give them a name. Family can't tanker us. A burr under your saddle, irritation does divide. Creatures cranky and stubborn, in bad moods they delight. Spitting mad angry, hot under the collar, agitate to the point where we want to holler. Feathers all ruffled, mad as a wet hen, needing to cool off by counting to 10. Temperature rises, blood simmers then boils, getting ready to strike, tightly wound like snake coils. As mad as a hatter, with mercurial mood, caused from folding felt hats, creased and dented, we brood. Letting off lots of steam before you blow your top, agitated angry, moving hopping mad hop. Mad was born in a word, meaning something must change, to increase our chances and improving our range. She loosens our tight grip on notions that trap, finds us fresh perspective in our mind's new road map. Mad helps us know what hurts, what must stop, before we explode and bubble goes pop. Mad makes us stubborn, but gives us a chance to find what scares us, puts ants in our pants. Mad is totally real, no matter what's said, whether we're mad at the world or a thought in our head. Creature hate feels so big, so powerfully strong, he makes us determined whether we're right or wrong. Hate immerses his heart in an icy cold bath, while his head blows off steam as it boils with wrath. He spends all his spare time and staying up quite late, scouring dictionaries for words that are meaner than hate. Sometimes he needs help, and then he is seen using the services of little sister Mean. Other times assistance comes from hate's sister, her name Creature Nasty, and she's worse than a blister. Hate is often disguised like cruel in a dress, giving out pain for free, he won't settle for less. Hate comes cloaked and called, Creature Bully by name, pushing others around while he plays his mean game. Hate has two relatives, nieces Mad and Greedy. They're not nearly as big, but help Hate when he's needy. Hate does have a place, he lets us remember all the hurt that still glows like a hot burning ember. Because some things are wrong, Creature Hate they deserve. Forgiveness, compassion, both are kept in reserve. Hate wants to destroy when confronted by harm. Against evil real or imagined, hate is our charm.